Yeah.
They be that big around.
God.
They get old and large when they on the river down there.
What about kind of like a, well, not a bullfrog, a frog that's smaller and green and makes a high noise.
But that little green frog with hollow tail.
Yeah.
I don't know what his name is, but he don't get large as that big bullfrog do.
Yeah.
Stay in the water around stagnant line.
What about just a frog that, well, kind of like a frog, stays on dry land?
A toad frog.
Okay. What about turtles? What do you call it? Water turtle.
What is it? Tautog.
Call it a what?
No, I think it was a turtle and not a tautog and a rabbit, wasn't it? How do you call them turtles? But anyway, they stay in this low place and around there. They comes up right down the other side of the barn down there. You catch them down there and hold on that branch right on out to the lure right there. It stays in mostly in small streams in the mud.
Uh-huh.
Well, the large ones don't stay on the river, they get large and stay in the lake, pond.
What do you call them when they're large?
They call them turtles.
Like what about a turtle on land?
What is a dry land turtle?
You call it anything different?
No, they just stays out of the water about as much as they do in the water.
Uh-huh.
So then there's dry land tapping.
But how's that different?
A tapping is similar to a turtle, but he has his house with him. He can close it up and put his head in. And there ain't nothing out. He ain't got no foots out.
A turtle can't close himself off, though?
He can't get his tail will be out and his foot will be out. He can't close up like a tab. In a tab, and he can just go in his house and you can pick him up and put him in your pocket and you can't see nothing.
Yeah.